is this day? This is Ekadasi day. See, it is Ekadasi. It's a very, very pious and a very, very holy day. And we are fortunate on such holy day. We are at the holy bank of the Ganges, at the holy shrine, Samadhi shrine of our Gurudev. We should thank our Lord Christ. We should devote our body, whole and soul to one thought, and that is God thought. Nothing else. So, another listener in English from Argentina, says God. So today is Ekadasi. Since our great Supreme Maharaj is from Germany, I will tell you. There is one small booklet they published in German on the Earth Day or something. One of the devotees came from Germany, he asked an article on that from this circle. I told him Swami Shivananda, he has said, fast on Ekadasi days. Now, they were not understanding, what is this Ekadasi? This is the 11th day of the fortnight. In a month, there are two fortnights. One is dark and one is bright fortnight. And every fortnight, of course, like 15 days, and in the 15 days, 11th day is Ekadasi. Today is the 11th day of the bright fortnight of Magha month in the Hindi calendar. And every Ekadashi in India has a name, suggestive name. So today's Ekadashi is named as Jaya Ekadashi. Jaya is a feminine name. Jay, masculine, Jaya, and like. So today Jaya Ekadasi. This Ekadasi, every Ekadasi is holy. Every Ekadasi is very, very sanctified, and one should observe all the Ekadasi. But this particular Ekadasi has a, every Ekadasi has some different values, as they say. And for this, we generally consult one holy book, which is called Pada Purana. Puranas are many. Among them is Padma Purana, very pious and very authentic by our Vedavyasa. So in that Padma Purana, the mention of Ekadasi and their importance is given. I will narrate a little story about what is given there. Yudhishthira requests Lord Krishna, O Lord Krishna, this is the bright fortnight of Magha Mantra and today is the Ekadasi day of the bright fortnight. What is its name and what is its importance? Whom should we worship on this day? Lord Krishna replies that, oh my dear Yudhishthira, this bright fortnight Ekadasi of Magha Mantra is called Jaya Ekadasi and is very holy. It takes away all your sins by observing this, and it has a special quality of taking one even from Preta Yoni to the perfect Yoni. Yoni is species. So from Preta species, Preta, you know, is somebody host type. The story goes like this. Indra was the king of the 50 crores of Gandharvas. He was celebrating one occasion, and he had arranged dance and music on that occasion. The chief among them were Puspadanda, Chitrasena, and his son. Puspadanda had one son, his name was Maldeva. And Chitrasena had one daughter, whose name was Pushpavanti. This Malyavan and Pushpavanti had fallen in love. They loved each other very much. On that occasion of dance and music, they were also there. They were also supposed to dance and perform this music. But when, I don't know, many people might be knowing, see, when young people, one who is loving the other, when they see each other, they forget everything. What is dance, what is music, what is heaven, forget. They know only one and the other. So they have lost the rhythm. Indra saw them, what is this? They are doing something unrhythmic. But they were unknowing me. But Indra got very angry. I have a home, it is a good occasion, and they are not about conscious about it. So he gave a curse, go ahead and you become Prema in Himalayas. So the two were born in Prema spaces and lived in Himalayas for many years, suffering very much, what to do. And in the course of time, this Jaya Ekadasi came. And both of them observed fast on that day, without knowing that this can give you such great boon to them. They observed fast, they had no food, no water, no fruits, nothing, dry. And they had kept that night, vision night. In the morning they took bath and had something. And they had performed their Ekadasi unknowingly. That merit of that performing Ekadasi took away all the curse, and from Preta they immediately became the Gandharvas. They went to Indra's place. Indra saw them, how come? These two, I have cursed them with Preta and they are here. Oh, how come you are here? Lord, don't mind. We have observed one Ekadasi called Jaya Ekadasi, and that gave us this merit. Oh, wonderful. Everybody should observe Jaya Ekadasi, worship Lord Krishna like that. This is the story in the Padma Purana for this Ekadasi. But you must remember, all the Ekadasis are very, very holy and we should be observed as far as practicable according to your age and circumstances.